And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler for the first time in the 2025 season. And coach, your team off to a pretty good start. You're 1-1 in duels. You got an 8-3 win over Newton early on and then a 7-4 loss to Pella this week. What have you seen from the girls so far? I know you got a young team overall.
Yeah, so, you know, the season, here we go. We started on March 24th. We had a great week of practice. And that first week of practice, we had practice outside every day, which I, of course, was like, that's some kind of Norwalk record. And so then I automatically jinxed it for the next week because we were supposed to play Southeast Polk for our first meet. That got canceled on a Tuesday, and then we were supposed to play them the following Friday, and both teams had warmed up, and then, of course, it started to drizzle and kept drizzling and kept drizzling. So anyway, yeah, it's been an exciting start to the season. We were able to get in some dual meets last week and opened up with Newton, which was a really good start for us because this year our team, we do have some new faces in the lineup. Our previous season, we graduated seven out of our 10 top 10. So it is a new look to our lineup, but, you know, the meet against Newton was a good indicator for us. We had some girls get some first varsity level wins, so that was exciting. And then we traveled to Pella on Thursday, and Pella's always a really strong program, one of the top teams in the Little Hawkeye Conference, and they're kind of in the same position as us. They graduated several from actually the 1A state championship team, so we had a really tough battle with them. Lose 7-4, but we had a lot of really close matches. We had a couple three-set match tie breaks, you know, could have gone either way. So we were very pleased with the way our first week went.
Well, before we talk more about your current team, let's take a look back at last year. That team did get second in the Little Hawkeye Conference tournament. A lot of veteran players on that squad, a senior dominating team. What did that class mean to the program?
Well, that class had a lot of success. You know, most of those girls were on the part of the 2023 program, which won the Little Hawkeye Conference regular season and then finished the season 12-1 and made it to the regional final as a team before falling to Valley. So they were just great leaders for the program, did a lot of wonderful things for our team. So yeah, just a lot of success from that group of girls.
And what's the roster look like this year? Your numbers up or down overall? And who are some of the girls back that had the most experience from last year?
We have around 40 girls on the roster total. And from previous seasons, we do have four seniors in our lineup this year. Julia Pollan is a senior, and she has been on the team for 4 years. So she's been on varsity since she was a senior. And Julia was part of that 2023 team that won the conference title and is the lone returning singles player from last year. She played number 6 for us primarily last season. So she's just one of our senior leaders. And she stepped into the role after, you know, our challenge matches. She is at number 1 right now. And that's a challenging spot. She's moved up considerably on the ladder, and you're going to be playing the top player from every program, you know, night after night. So she's going to face some tough competition at number 1, but she's accepted that challenge, and she's really doing well at that spot after our first two meets. So, and then a couple other seniors that we have Naomi Lores, who played doubles for us last year, and this is her first experience in the singles lineup. We have a senior, Anna Curran, who has moved her way into our doubles varsity lineup. And then we have a foreign exchange student, Ivana Sherstuk, who has been a great addition to our program. She comes with some tennis experience. She's played a lot of tennis since she was young, so she has been a really good addition to our team.
Right. It looks like she is in that number 2 single spot right now. And so obviously she's played a little tennis before coming to Norwalk.
That's right. Yep. She has some experience. She's from Ukraine. So she said that she's been playing tennis since she was probably 10, 11 years old. So she is doing great. And we really enjoyed having her in our program.
And then who are some of the other girls that are going to be prominent in your either singles or doubles lineup?
Yeah. So we've got a couple new faces in our singles lineup. We'll start with sophomore Leah Black, did play varsity doubles for us last year. And she played, I know at least one spot at number 6 singles last year, so she has a very little amount of singles experience, so she's at our number 3 spot right now. And we have two freshmen in our singles lineup. We have freshman Logan Geisler and freshman Kieran Stockwell, who are doing really well in every match they're playing. They're gaining that experience at the varsity level. And then we've got a couple players that are primarily playing doubles for us this year, and we have sophomore Elena Harder, sophomore Myla Brown, junior JC Crane, and then we've got a couple other girls on our lineup who possibly could make their way into that varsity doubles. That's sophomore Brooke McKinney, sophomore Delaney Steele, and sophomore Savannah Wright.
Yeah, a lot of girls in that mix there. I mean, you think you'll be shuffling things around as the season goes on, or are some of these spots nailed down pretty good?
You never know. It all depends on who's able to go, you know, if you ever have to make any changes or anything like that. So we'll just have to kind of see how the season progresses. But it's good. They're competitive. They're challenging each other at practice. So, yeah, things are looking good.
And as you look at the team overall, at their skill set, what are some things you feel like are the strengths of the team overall that they do well? And then what are some things you're seeing that need a little bit more work at this point in time?
Yeah, we're just continuing to grow, continuing to improve, continuing to work together. We've got a lot of girls who are just gaining experience every time, like I said. So we have some goals, and that is to continue to work together as a team, continue to enjoy what we're doing. And just from our first two meets, I know that some things that we can continue to work on are where to make adjustments when we get down in games or down in matches. What can we do differently on the court? And then something that we're doing really well is we have some aggressive servers. I'm seeing a lot of good aggressive doubles play. And we're just continuing to work on being active out there on the court, always ready, always moving, footwork and movement. And then just, I think something that we can say, like, this is our goal for the season, is just consistency. Keeping that ball in play out on the court is always extremely important. Trying to force mistakes on the other side of the net and cutting down on the errors, obviously, on your side of the net. So, yeah, just continuing to work on those things to keep improving.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. What's the schedule look like here coming up over the next couple of weeks?
So April gets pretty busy. You know, tennis is kind of a pretty compact season. So next week we have three meets. We will go to Ames on Monday. We host Pella Christian on Tuesday, and then we go to Ballard on Thursday. And then the following week we have three meets, and then I think it's Waukee Northwest, Dallas Center, Grimes. Oh, no, that's only two meets. But anyway, it gets pretty busy
right.
In April. So it's either two to three meets per week. And our schedule, we've got some pretty tough teams. We do have a lot of 2A teams on our schedule because Norwalk is a 2A tennis school. So we have Waukee Northwest on our schedule this year, and they are one of the top-rated teams in Class 2A, and they'll be a really, really tough battle for us. They just bring back a ton of talented players. We also have Urbandale, who is another really strong 2A school. Ames is going to be a tough 2A school. And then in our conference, we have, obviously, Pella, who we've already played. Indianola is going to be a tough one, I think, for us. They're always a strong team in our conference, and it's kind of a lot of the conference schools are in the same position where they've graduated a lot of players. We had just like a really senior heavy conference last season. So we'll just kind of see how that conference shakes out, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of unknowns at this point. But what do you see long term with this team? You know, what maybe are they capable of doing when it gets down to the conference meet and regionals and state and things like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope we can make a run at the conference tourney in May and just continue to do well in the team tourney. And just like every meet, gaining that experience is going to be key for these kids, with some of them being just so young and new to the varsity level competition. But just giving our best effort out there every time we take the court, and I think some good things can happen.
All right, well, that's been Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler. Thanks for your time. We look forward to following the success of the team all season.
Thank you so much, Mike.